Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Karen Kerrigan is here. Karen's one of my heroes. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. It's an organization I've been telling you about for over 22 years. She is very well connected, folks, in the top leadership of our government, state and federal. And she's one of the people that the leaders turn to when they want to get advice on small business. And we're so happy that she's part of our world. Karen, welcome back.
Jim, great to be here with you today. Thanks for having me.
You're always welcome here, Karen, as you well know. Karen, one of the things I want you to do is give us an update on where you think things are with regard to the SBA's fulfillment of the CARES Act that set aside $350 billion for loans / grants to small businesses. Where do you think things are right now?
You know, I think we're just, well, Jim, there's been, confusion, and our members' experience has been rather erratic. There was just so many unanswered questions and guidance needed at various touch points, in this process, that are only beginning now to get worked out. So, the experience of our members is very diverse from, I got my SBA, my PPP loan approved. My bank says that they're all ready to go. My small or regional bank, which is in most cases the small bank.
Mm-hmm.
The bank still needs a green light, on certain pieces of information it wants before it can, release the money and give it over to that business. And in other cases, we have small businesses that are still in the application process. They haven't heard back from their bank yet because the banks just operationalized their portals on Monday morning. In other cases, our members are like, where do I go? Because, my banks have either hit their limit or my local bank is not participating, or my local bank has not been approved as a PPP mm-hmm. lender. So, mm-hmm. There's a lot of issues to work out. And, of course, now they're talking about, $250 billion more that would go into the fund on Thursday when the Senate has an official session and they'll pass it by voice vote. But there's a lot of changes that need to be made, Jim, I think, before more money goes in. And it gets to small businesses for the right reasons, because the legislation was written 3 weeks ago and that wasn't the fault of Marco Rubio, the designers. That's where we were at that point.
That's right.
Things have changed totally now, the environment now than they were 3 weeks ago in terms of how long this economic pain will last, what the funds can be used for. And unfortunately, Jim, some of the rules keep changing, what can be forgiven, number one. And then on these EIDL loans, these emergency loans, now we're hearing that the 10K advance, which no one has got yet, may actually be scaled to 1,000 per employee. Well, some people just don't have their employees right now.
Right.
And they were expecting to use that money for rent and other reasons. So, yeah, that would be a big gut punch if that were true, that 1K per employee.
Yeah, especially since it was identified as a grant. Click here if you want it to be a grant. But the thing that I think we all have to keep in perspective, Karen, I know you know this and have been talking about this. The thing that I've been trying to point out now for weeks is the reality of the execution, the logistics, the detail, the devil in the detail, is wrapped up in the concept of the word underwriting. And underwriting for what I've said, as you know, Karen, I said the money you get from the government is going to come through the bank. The significant money you're going to get help you're going to get is going to come through a bank, which is connected to the SBA. And that's exactly what happened. And but the underwriting point is there's two elements to the underwriting. Number one is, does the bank qualifying my small business as qualified to get that money? Number one. The other half of the qualification is does the SBA have the documents ready? Will they give me the documents that make me assured that if I make the loan, they'll take me out? Because these banks, you know, they've got capital limitations, and they need to make the loan and clear it out as soon as possible. And so it's important that we all realize these are things that have to be, they must be done. We're doing it on a national emergency scale that's never happened before. And even though I know a lot of people are hurting and they need the money, we have to realize that this is happening. And I, frankly, Karen, I'm kind of proud of the small business sector. I think they're being pretty patient about this. What do you think?
Well, I do. I think they understand the limitations of government and, you know, what government, they know is going to be sort of a slow-ish and bureaucratic process. You know, I just don't know why government can't get this right, only because, you know, they got to bring in the players at all yeah. levels to design yeah. these programs and implementation. And I think they continue to fail to do that. But you're right, small businesses are being very patient. I think the thing that they are losing patience or they are upset about, you know, are these rule changes. I mean, looking at the legislative text of the legislation, what they had been assured, you know, in terms of what would be forgivable in loans, this 10K advance, and then the sudden change in that. I mean, that is
And the forms. I mean, the forms that first came out were wrong. They had to see what upset me was there are a lot of people out there who they don't like dealing with those forms. They almost won't even help themselves because they have to do homework. It's like doing homework. And they did it once, and then they turned around and told them that they were wrong. They had to do them again. That probably hurts. That probably kept some people from reapplying. I'm worried about that.
Well, yeah, you know, because they had to strip out stuff. You know, in the first form, you could include your 1099 independent contractors and pay them. Then they had to strip that out in the second form and do a few other things as well. So, you know, as the rule changed, the forms changed. And, some people had to do the forms again because they were using the old form, not the new form. And that was only within a day, that new form. The April 2nd form was the new form, you know, where that old form was floating around. So there's forms everywhere. And you're right, though, they are patient. I guess the only thing they are upset about is just, boy, we were told that this amount could be used for X, so we kept our employees, or we extended our creditors are extending our rent.
I think that money's going to start flowing pretty soon, though, Karen. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back right back and get more of the report from our good friend Karen Kerrigan, SBECouncil.org. Check that website out. Support that organization.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.